The Bush and Kerry campaigns have unveiled a new batch of commercials to run in battleground states, and as NPR's John McChesney reports, there has been a striking change in tone in the ads from both camps.
For months, the Kerry campaign's political ads took the high ground, mostly avoiding direct attacks on the president. But negative ads about Mr. Bush found their way onto the airwaves anyway, produced and funded by independent issue groups like MoveOn.org and the Media Group, who support the Democrats. But now the Kerry campaign itself has begun to come out swinging against the president in its latest commercial buys, which feature no less than 10 new ads. This most recent one is a good example.
George Bush, $200 billion for Iraq. In America, lost jobs and rising health care costs. George Bush's wrong choices have weakened us here at home.
The ad goes on to mention Kerry's plan to keep jobs in America and to bring down health care costs. The ad is notable because it contains the strongest criticism of the war in Iraq yet found in any Kerry ad. Ken Goldstein of the University of Wisconsin's advertising project says the Kerry campaign is pursuing another unusual strategy.
Kerry is starting to tailor more ads to particular markets and to particular states. And that's something that's always surprised me that presidential candidates don't do more of.
Kerry is fielding a group of ads targeted at the state of West Virginia, and this one aimed at Ohio.
It's America's heartland, but it's been hit hard. In the past 4 years, Ohio has lost 230,000 jobs. President Bush insists the economy is just fine.
Other ads are more narrowly aimed at specific cities like Scranton, Pennsylvania, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and this one for Cleveland, Ohio.
4 years ago, George Bush came to Cleveland promising, "For a family without health insurance, we must help." 4 years later, 5 million more people without health insurance.
And today, the Kerry ad campaign is using pinpoint artillery to hit the president's visit to Pennsylvania, airing commercials in Johnstown and Philadelphia. For its part, the Bush campaign is also doing something unusual with its ads. They are not attacking John Kerry, as most Bush ads have done over the past months. Instead, the Bush spots so far are laying out the president's agenda for his second term. This one features clips from his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention.
We have come through a lot together. During the next 4 years, we'll spread ownership and opportunity. We need to make our economy more job-friendly, to keep American jobs here in America.
Another ad features a laundry list from the president's plan for his next term.
President Bush and our leaders in Congress have a plan.
Strengthen our economy.
Lifelong learning.
Invest in education.
New skills for better jobs.
A fairer, simpler tax code.
Like most 30-second political spots, both the Kerry and the Bush ads offer a few specifics about programs or how they'll be paid for in a time of record deficits. Meanwhile, independent issue groups continue to field new ads, mostly on the Democratic side. One has enlisted the help of Edie Falco, the actress who plays Tony Soprano's wife on HBO's The Sopranos. The group calls itself The Mob.
No, not that mob. Mothers opposing Bush. Mothers feel the impact of George Bush's policies every day. Too many families can't afford to get sick. Too many schools are failing our children, and too many of our children are dying needlessly. Mothers always put their children first. Mr. Bush, can you say the same?
The most controversial of the new independent group ads is being aired by Texans for Truth. The organization is following the strategy used by the anti-Kerry Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, making a small buy in limited markets, anticipating lots of free media coverage. The ad features retired Lieutenant Colonel Bob Mintz, who served in the Alabama Air National Guard unit, where President Bush is supposed to have served in the fall of 1972. The commercial opens with a text question. Was George Bush AWOL in Alabama?
I heard George Bush get up and say, "I served in the 187th Air National Guard in Montgomery, Alabama." Really? You know, that was my unit. And I don't remember seeing you there.
In a news conference, Mintz acknowledged that he can't say definitively that Mr. Bush was never on the base. But he added that since there were only 20 or 30 pilots in that unit, he would have seen him at some point if he'd been there. In what may signal a significant change in strategy, the Kerry campaign is not airing ads this month in six battleground states: Missouri, Arizona, Colorado, North Carolina, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Some analysts speculate that Kerry is conceding those states, but the campaign vigorously denies that. John McChesney, NPR News.
and you can see the latest presidential campaign ads at our website, npr.org.